So, Lord, we again thank you for your kindness to us and for the fact that you have promised to be with us when we meet.
主啊，我们感谢您的良善，而且我们也谢谢您的应许，您说我们聚会的时候，您就在我们中间。
You have said where two or three are gathered together in your name, that you will be there in the midst of them.
因为您说两三个人奉我的名聚会，我就在他们中间。
And so we acknowledge that you are here, and we believe, as the hymn writer would say, God is here, and that to bless us.
我们知道您今天也在我们中间，就像圣诗的作者说的，神今天在这里，他来祝福我们。
So we thank you for all this.
我们为这感谢您。
We pray now that you will guide Eric, that he might teach us the right words, and we pray that you will guide us to listen, to understand, and then to obey what we hear.
主啊，也求您带领Eric 赐给他当说的话，也求您带领我们让我们能够听见，能够明白，并能够顺服。
And we give thanks now in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们这样的感恩是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you.
Thank you, Harold. And good evening to those here in Vancouver, and good morning to those who are in China.
向大家问安啊，向在温哥华的问大家晚上好，在中国的问大家早上好。
You've been studying seven fundamental truths that the local church should give expression to.
我们已经一直在学习啊，就地方教会需要见证的普世教会的七个真理。
We've looked at that there is only one body. There aren't many different bodies of Christians. There's only one body.
我们学习第一个真理就是身子只有一个。我们基督徒不是有很多的身体，只有一个。
We've looked at the fact that the body has a head, and Christ is the head of the body.
我们学习的第二个真理就是这个身体呢是有一个头的，这个头呢就是基督自己。
We are to acknowledge him as our head in everything in the local church.
所以我们在地方教会里面呢，我们是在一切的事情上都认定基督是我们的头。
The third truth we looked at was that all believers are members of that body.
第三个真理我们学习的就是每一个信徒都是这个身体的一个肢体。
The fourth truth that we looked at is that the Holy Spirit is Christ's representative here on earth.
第四个真理我们学习的是今天在地上圣灵是基督的代表。
When the Lord Jesus said that where two or three are gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst, he is in spirit, is in our midst.
所以当主耶稣说你们两三个名奉我的名聚集的时候，我就在你们中间，他是以灵的形式，就是以圣灵的形式在我们中间的。
So we have the direction of the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit who gave us the scriptures themselves, who guides us into all truth, and he guides us and directs the local church.
所以圣灵是我们的带领，他用圣经就是神的话来引导我们，他也在地方教会来带领我们地方教会一切的事物。
The fifth truth that we looked at was the church is holy.
第五个真理呢，我们学习的是教会是圣洁的。
Therefore, we looked at the fact that there had to be discipline in the church and how the local church is to handle problems in the church to keep it holy.
那正是因为教会是圣洁的呢，所以在教会里面就需要有管教。我们也学习了在不同的情况下教会应该怎么样来实行管教来保持它的圣洁。
Last week we looked at the fact that Christ has given gifts for the church to perfect those saints who do the ministering in the church.
上一个星期我们学到的第六个真理呢，就是圣灵赐下各种属灵恩赐是为了成全圣徒，然后使圣徒能够去为主做工。
And tonight we're looking at the last of the seven essential things that the local church should give expression to.
那今天呢, 我们学习最后一个真理, 就是地方教会需要, 做见证的核心的七个真理, 的最后一个。
This seventh, the seventh truth is that the all believers are priests of God.
那这个真理呢, 就是所有的基督徒都是神的祭司。
Every local assembly should witness to this truth in a practical way.
那每一个地方教会呢, 都要在实践中来见证这个真理。
First of all, by refusing any other kind of priesthood in the assembly.
然后首先呢, 就是我们要拒绝, 除此以外, 其他的各种祭司的制度。
In other words, all believers are priests, not just a select few.
换句话说呢, 就是每一个信徒他都是祭司, 而不只是拣选出来的一些人才是祭司。
So we give expression to that truth by recognizing that every Christian has the right to be priest.
所以我们是如何见证这个真理呢? 就是我们要 承认每一个基督徒他都有权利成为祭司。
Secondly, the local church should encourage every believer to exercise the privileges and responsibilities of this very important office.
那第二点呢, 就地方教会要鼓励每一个信徒, 在履行, 在这个作为祭司的他的权利和职责是非常荣耀的。
Now, in the Old Testament, if we look at the history of priesthood in the Old Testament, we find that the heads of the families were, they functioned as the priests for that family.
我们在查考旧约的这个祭司制度的时候, 我们会发现一个家庭的头啊, 就是这个家庭的祭司。
We read of Noah, where he built an altar and he offered up sacrifices.
我们读到, 挪亚, 他曾经设立了一个祭坛, 然后他在祭坛上献祭。
And another early man, Job, he also offered up sacrifices for his family.
比如说我们还读过约伯啊, 他也是, 在全家做祭司献祭的。
Then when, after the call of Abraham, we find that Abraham and Isaac and Jacob were all builders of altars, and they worshipped the Lord as priests.
等到亚伯拉罕被呼召以后呢, 我们可以看到, 无论是亚伯拉罕还是以撒还是雅各, 他们呢, 都为神设立了祭坛, 他们都在这祭坛上敬拜耶和华。
When the Lord God called the children of Israel out of Egypt, he called them to himself to sacrifice there in the wilderness.
所以当主呼召以色列人出埃及的时候呢, 他的目的是把以色列人呼召出来到旷野, 向他献祭的。
So, if we turn to Exodus chapter 19,
我们可以翻到出埃及记的19章。
See what God's initial purpose was for the nation.
我们可以看见神对这个民族最初的这个旨意是什么。
And we'll read from verse 4.
我们从第四节开始读。
You have seen what I did to the Egyptians and how I bore you on eagle's wings and brought you to myself. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine, and you shall be to me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which he shall speak to the children of Israel.
从第四节读到第六节啊，我向埃及人所行的事你们都看见了，且看见我如鹰将你们背在翅膀上带来归我。如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，就要在万民中做属我的子民，因为全地都是我的，你们要归我做祭司的国度，为圣洁的国民。这些话你要告诉以色列人。
You'll notice there in verse 4, he says, I brought you to myself.
然后你看第四节，他说我 带你们来是来归我的。
Then he promised themthat they would be a nation of priests to offer up sacrifices to him.
然后神也应许他们呢，要做他的做这个神的祭司，向他献祭。
But notice there was a condition attached.
但是要注意，这里有一个条件。
He says, "If you will," verse 5. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be special treasure to me.
就是第五节说，他说如今你们若实在听从我的话，遵守我的约，然后就怎么怎么样，后面的那个应许就出来了。
Well, we all know what happened, because very shortly after that, they broke the very first commandment.
我们都知道后面发生的事，因为没有过多少时间，他们就违反了第一条诫命。
And if it wasn't for the intercessory workof Moses on their behalf, God was intending to put them away.
若不是摩西替他们代求的话呢，主就已经耶和华也都已经灭绝他们了。
So, in the Old Testament there, we read that God had made another provision for them by separating one tribe to be priests, andone family of that tribe would be priests rather, and that they would have a place where he could dwell among them that the people could not enter, only the priests.
然后我们在后面呢，在旧约的里面还读到，就是后面呢，神是特别拣选了一个支派，而且在这个支派中呢，拣选了一个家族做他的祭司，而且神也定了一个他所居住的所在，然后在这个地方呢，是只有祭司能够进去，然后普通人是不能进去的。
So, there was inaugurated a special class of priests that wouldoffer sacrifices for the nation on their behalf.
所以在这个制度下呢，就是有一群特别的身份的祭司，他们是替全民代替他们献祭的，向神献祭的。
Now these priests, they had a distinctive dress, they were given special privileges, and they were a separate class between God and the congregation of Israel.
所以这些祭司呢，他们有独特的着装，然后他们呢是向神献祭的，他们是一群特殊的阶层的人。
Only the priests could enter the holy place. Only they could offer the sacrifices that were prescribed by the law.
所以只有祭司呢，他才能进入圣所，而且只有祭司才能按照律法的要求来献祭。
So, and only the high priest on one occasion each year could enter the holy of holies.
然后至于至圣所呢，只有那大祭司一年一次才能进去。
Now, all this changed when Christ offered himself as the perfect sacrifice. And there he sat down at the right hand of God, now perfected in the heavens.
但是这一切呢都改变了。什么时候改变呢？就是当耶稣基督一次把他作为祭物献上，然后他就坐到了这个父神的右边，一切就都完成了。
Now all believers are priests.
那现在呢，就是所有的信徒就都是祭司了。
Turn to Revelation, chapter 1.
我们翻到启示录的一章。
Revelation chapter 1, verses 5 and 6.
五节和六节。
after the greeting, he says, greeting, and from Jesus Christ, I'm sorry, the faithful and true witness, firstborn from the dead, the ruler of the kings of the earth.
那前面呢几节是问安，然后到第五节的时候他说，并那诚实做见证的，从死里首先复活，为世上君王元首的耶稣基督。
Here's the answer from the church to that, in the last half of that verse 5, verse 6. We read, to him who loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests or a kingdom of priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen.
嗯，第五节的后半段呢和第六节呢就是给教会的答案了，因为这是写给教会的。他说他爱我们，用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶，又使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司，但愿荣耀全能归给他，直到永永远远。阿们。
Now notice especially that phrase, he has made us. There are no conditions attached as they were to the nation of Israel.
嗯，所以你看这里他用的词，他说是主耶稣基督使我们成为国民，做他父神的祭司呢。这里没有条件，这跟旧约给以色列人的那个约是不一样的。
In other words, if you are a born again Christian, you are a priest.
换句话说呢，只要你是重生得救的基督徒呢，你就是祭司了。
You don't have to go to a school or be approved by a body of men.You don't have to be necessarily a mature Christian. You are a priest.
嗯，所以也就是说，你不需要去上一个什么学校，然后人的机构给你一个认可，你只要是基督徒，你就是祭司了，也不在乎你的属灵是不是足够成熟。
Now, priest needs a temple or.Perform his services.
嗯，那如果是祭司呢，他就需要一个圣殿去来执行他这个祭司的这个工作。
Now in the Old Testament, the priests they ministered in the temple or the tabernacle, which was just a temporary tent or temporary temple.
嗯，所以在旧约的时候呢，祭司工作的场所呢就是帐幕，帐幕是一个临时的所在。那后来有圣殿。
We serve as priests in the true spiritual sanctuary that God has built.
嗯，但是我们信约的基督徒祭司呢，是在一个神所建立的属灵的一个圣所里面。
We don't serve in buildings on earth, but rather we serve in God's sanctuary above.
对。我们不是在地上在一个建筑物里来服侍他的，我们是在天上神的灵里的圣所里面服侍他的。
Hebrews chapter 8 verse 2.
我们看看希伯来书的八章二节。
We read of our great high priest, that he is, verse 2, a minister,of the sanctuary and of the true tabernacle which the Lord erected and not man.
第二节，在圣所就是真帐幕里做执事，这帐幕是主所制的，不是人所制的。
Now as a priest ministering in the local church, we are actually ministering in the very presence of God in his holy temple.
所以我们每个人在地方教会里做服事的，其实都是在天上这真帐幕当中服事的。
In Matthew chapter 16, if you would go with me there.
嗯，大家一起看马太福音16章。
And verse 18, we have that well-known verse.
嗯，然后18节就是我们非常熟悉的一节经文。
Verse 16 is Peter's confession.
嗯，在十六节呢是彼得的一个认信。
And his confession is, "You are the Christ, Son of the Living God."
嗯， 所以彼得回答说，就是他承认你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
And then in verse 18, the Lord Jesus said to him, and I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock, that is rock of his confession, that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. He said, I will build my church.
18节主耶稣说，我还告诉你，你是彼得，我要把我的教会建在这磐石上。这磐石呢，就是16节里面彼得的这个任性的这个真理，就是你是基督，是永生神的儿子，这个事实。然后阴间的权柄不能胜过他。
So this temple is the one that he's referring to that he was going to build yet future.
所以他这里面是说他将来要建这样一个殿。
The Lord Jesus Christ said it was on this rock, that is the rock of the revelation of him as the Son of God.
他说这个教会要建在这个磐石上，这个磐石是什么呢？就是神给人的启示，这个启示就是耶稣是基督，是永生神的儿子。
Now turn with me, please, to 1 Peter chapter 2.
我们一起翻到彼得前书的二章。
Now notice there in verse 4 of 1 Peter chapter 2.
彼得前书的二章四节。
It says, coming to him as to a living stone.
主乃活石。
Now, you remember the Lord Jesus, you remember that Lord, when he brought the children of Israel out of Egypt, he said, I brought you to myself to be a nation of priests.
我们还记得一开始我们读出埃及记那句经文，耶和华说，我把你们从埃及带出来，是带出来归我。
They failed.
但是他们失败了。
Here, we read, we come to him. He has brought us out of the slave market of sin, and we've been brought to the Lord himself.
在这里第五节他说，你们来到主面前，这是因为主把我们从罪的奴隶下释放出来，然后他把我们带到他的面前来。
Now, we're looking at this building that the priests would function in.
我们来仔细看看这个祭司将要服侍的这个工作所在，就是这个建筑。
And we read that there was the rock of the revelation of Jesus Christ as Son of God, Matthew 16.
我们刚才读到了，就是在马太福音16章18节里面，就是整个这个建筑的这个基石啊，这个磐石呢，就是对耶稣基督他是神的儿子的这个启示。
And this passage from verses 4 to 10, we have a number of references to stones, rocks, foundations that this building that we're talking about has been built of.
然后这一段呢，就是二章的四节到十节，这里面讲到好多次活石、石头、根基、磐石等等，这都是关于我们现在要谈的要建的这个建筑。
First of all, in verse 4, we find that that's a living stone. It's not a dead stone. It's a living savior.
看第四节啊，他说第一个特点就是主是活石，他不是死的石头，他是活的，他是一个活的救主。
And we read in that same verse, it's a precious stone.
而且在同一节里他说他这个活石是宝贵的。
Then in verse 6, we read that it's a chief cornerstone.
然后第六节呢，这里面说它是一个房角石。
Now, in the old ancient times, the cornerstones were laid. That was the foundation or cornerstone, which was the first stone that was laid of a building.
在古代盖房子的时候呢，这个房角石啊是 放上去的第一块石头是最重要的一个基石。
It was a very carefully chosen stone, and it was placed in a very special orientation, or because all the dimensions and directions for the rest of the buildings were all referred to from that chief cornerstone.
Okay. 这块石头呢是经过仔细挑选的，而且呢它所安放的这个位置和方向呢是决定了以后这个房子的它的这个方向和它的尺寸的，是都是按照这个石头的尺寸和角度来建造的。
Every dimension was referred back to the chief cornerstone.
所以这个房子的长宽高啊，它都是根据这个房角石的尺寸来的。
And then we read about the down in verse 7, there again, the stone was rejected, has become the chief cornerstone.
然后第七节呢，他再次重复，他说是匠人所弃的石头，已做了房角的头块石头。
That stone, of course, we read in verse 8, was a stone of stumbling, a rock of offense. For those who disobeyed, it became their judge, as it were.
然后第八节呢，他说对那些不顺从、不信的人呢，他们就成了他的绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石，就成了他们的审判了。
That the Lord Jesus is the truth. That's the rock foundation truth. And he will be the judge of all the earth.
因为耶稣基督是真理，他是那真理的基石，所以他要审判全地的。
So, go back to verse 4 and we, verse 5 rather.
我们回到
Where you also, he says. Now he's referring to the believers. You also.
Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
You also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
第五节他说你们呢就是指所有的信徒来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫，做圣洁的祭司，借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
So he is the great high priest over the house of God, the Lord Jesus. And we as living stones are built into that temple that God is building.
所以主耶稣呢是在整个神家之上的那个大祭司，然后我们每一个人呢都是建造这个灵宫的这个圣殿的灵宫的每一块石头。
Each local church is a miniature of that temple that is growing day by day as people believe in the Lord Jesus and are added to the church.
那每一个地方教会呢，都是这个普世教会的一个微缩版。那这个普世教会呢，是在每天都在增长的。当每天都有新信的人加进来的时候，这个普世教会在增长。但是它的微缩版就是地方教会。
So in Ephesians chapter 2, verses 19 to 22, we have this truth expanded.
我们看以弗所书的二章，19到22节，就把这个真理呢，把它展开来说了。
And he goes on, he says, Now therefore you are no longer strangers and foreigners, but fellow citizens with the saints and members of the household of God, having been built on the foundation of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone, in whom the whole building being fitted together grows into a holy temple in the Lord, in whom You also are being built together for a dwelling place of God in the Spirit.
19到22节，这样，你们不再做外人和客旅，是与圣徒同国，是神家里的人了，并且被建造在使徒和先知的根基上，有基督耶稣自己为房角石，各房靠他联络得合适，渐渐成为主的圣殿，你们也靠他同被建造，成为神借着圣灵居住的所在。
Well, this is a great privilege, is it not?
所以这是我们极大的一个尊荣荣幸，不是吗？
We don't operate, only as individual priests, but we are part of a holy temple with living stones being built in.
我们不仅每个人都是个体的祭司，而且我们是建造一个共同的灵宫的每一块活石。
So, we are both the temple and the priests that operate in the temple, that serve in the temple.
所以我们既是这个神的圣殿，我们又是在圣殿里面服侍的祭司。
I mentioned it's a great privilege to be a priest of the Most High God.
所以我刚才提到了，能做这至高神的祭司啊，是我们极大的一个荣幸。
And when we think of that, we think of Melchizedek and Abraham.
我们想到这一点呢，我们就想到麦基洗德和亚伯拉罕。
Melchizedek, we read in Hebrews, was greater than Abraham.
我们在希伯来书里面读到，麦基洗德呢是比亚伯拉罕位分高的。
Well, that's the stature of the great privilege that we have as priests of the Most High God.
所以我们呢在做神的祭司，至高神的祭司上的这个位分呢，就跟麦基洗德是同等的。
Now there are two main functions of a priest.
那祭司呢，他有两个基本的职责。
Was first of all, he was to offer up sacrifices. Secondly, he was to teach people the law.
那首先呢，他就是要献祭；其次呢，他是要教导众民律法的。
So we too, as priests, have two main functions.
所以我们作为祭司呢，也有这两个基本的职责。
First, we read in verse 5 of 1 Peter chapter 2 again, if you go back to that verse, verse 5.
我们再回到彼得前书的二章，然后我们先看第五节。
So, it says, you also as living stones are built up a spiritual house. We've talked about that.
他先说，你们来到主面前，也就像活石被建造成为灵宫。刚才我们已经解释了这句话的意思。
But also a holy priesthood. We function within the house.
然后后面他说做圣洁的祭司，就是在这个灵宫里面或者在圣殿里面服侍的人。
The first function that we have there, you'll note, is to offer up spiritual sacrifices.
那我们在这个圣殿里的这个职责呢，第一个职责呢，就是他这里说的借着耶稣基督奉献神所悦纳的灵祭。
We might say to ourselves, well, who am I to offer up spiritual sacrifices to the God of heaven?
我有时候就问自己，我是谁呀？我竟然有资格能够向至高神献他所悦纳的灵祭呀。
He's made the heavens and the earth and everything in it.
因为这个献祭动作就把天上地下一切东西都纳入其中了。
I'm just a poor sinner. Saved by grace.
我只是一个可怜的罪人呢，被神的恩典所救的。
But notice that our sacrifices, that our offerings, they're made acceptable to God because of Jesus Christ, the rest of that verse.
但是这里面特别强调了，这个我们所献的灵祭之所以是被神所悦纳的，是因为耶稣基督。
And so, every believer, we read in the book of Hebrews, has access into the very holiest of all by the blood of Jesus.
所以我们知道每一个信徒都是因为耶稣基督的血才成为圣洁的祭司的。
When we appear before the throne of God, he welcomes us as sons as he sees us in our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以当我们出现在神的宝座前的时候，他是作为儿子来把我们作为儿子接纳我们的，因为他是在基督里面来看待我们的。
Well, let's look at some of these spiritual sacrifices.
让我们来看看这个灵祭。
First of all, Romans chapter 12, verse 1.
首先看看罗马书的12章1节，看看这灵界是什么。
Romans chapter 12 and verse 1.
罗马书12章1节。
I beseech you, Paul pleads with the Romans. Therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service.
这里面是保罗在劝罗马的信徒们，他说，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Should we not offer our bodies as the vehicles that we express ourselves through to God as the first sacrifice to be made?
我们难道不应该把自己的身体献上作为神所能使用的器皿吗？
And we give it as a living sacrifice. Turn to Ephesians chapter 5, please.
我们翻到以弗所书的五章，所以刚才这节呢是说我们要把自己的身体作为活祭献上，再看以弗所书的五章。
And Paul here gives the supreme example of our Lord Jesus Christ, who offered his own body as the supreme sacrifice.
所以在这里面呢，保罗呢是举了主耶稣基督的这个至高的榜样啊，他的例子，他是把自己的身体献上作为活祭了。
Therefore,Be imitators of God as dear children, and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given himself for us for an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet smelling aroma.
五章的一节二节啊，所以你们该效法神，好像蒙慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献与神。
That sacrifice,should make us want to sacrifice ourselves in the same way.
对，主耶稣基督既然这样把自己作为祭物献上，我们也应该按同样的方式把我们自己献上。
That's a very important sacrifice to make. Probably one of the most difficult.
那这是一个非常重要的祭啊，要献上的，但也是也是最难的。
It's also the sacrifice of praise.
另外一个祭呢，就是赞美的祭。
Hebrews chapter 13.
希伯来书十三章。
Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 15.
十五节。
Therefore, by him, let us continually offer the sacrifice of praise to God, that is, fruit of our lips, giving thanks to his name.
我们应当靠着耶稣，常常以颂赞为祭献给神，这就是那承认主名之人嘴唇的果子，这是第二种祭。
Now, the sacrifice of praise, oftentimes it's easy to praise God when everything is going well.
所以这个颂赞的祭呢，当事情很顺利的时候呢，我们是很容易献上的。
How would it be when we everything goes wrong?
但是如果事情都不顺利，都好像都不对的时候呢，会怎么样呢？
That becomes a real sacrifice. God.
那时候你再献上这颂赞的祭呢，就是真的献祭了。
And also included in this is worship, of course, where our spiritual sacrifices, we worship him alone.
当然这里面肯定也包括敬拜的祭啊，就是我们只单单敬拜我们的神。
What about, again, in the next verse?
我们再看下面一节。
In verse 16.
16节，还是刚才希伯来书啊，十三章。
He says, but to do good and to share, for with such sacrifices God is well pleased.
嗯，只是不可忘记行善和捐书的事，这样的，因为这样的祭是神所喜悦的，这又是另外第三个灵祭了。
Is the sacrifice of our possessions, our goods, what God has blessed us with, they should not be taken as for our own. They should be sacrificed to Him.
这种祭呢，就是神所赐给我们的一切的财物，一切的好处，那我们不应该把它据为己有，应该把它都献给神。
Those sacrifices we read again from back in our text in 1 Peter chapter 2, they're all acceptable to God through Jesus Christ.
所以我们刚才说的这几种灵祭呢，都是回到彼得前书的二章五节里面啊，都是借着耶稣基督奉献的神所悦纳的灵祭。
So we have the main, one of the main functions of the two functions is that we are a holy priesthood, that is, we offer up spiritual sacrifices in worship.
所以呢，我们作为祭司的两个主要的职分之一啊，就是奉献神所悦纳的灵祭，就是在我们的敬拜当中献上的。
As holy priests, we enter the sanctuary in worship, and it's the only true worship God gets in the world today.
所以我们作为神圣洁的祭司啊，我们是进到神的面前来献上这样的祭物的，这是神今天才能在地上能够收到的唯一的祭物了。
Also, we have a second function as priests.
那作为祭司呢，我们还有第二项职责。
We read that down in verse 9.
那就是往下看第九节。
But you,are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, his own special people, that you may proclaim the praises of him who called you out of darkness and into his marvelous light.
唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。要叫你们宣扬那招你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
So as holy priests, we go into the sanctuary, and as royal priests, we go out to the world to witness.
所以作为君尊的祭司呢，我们是进到圣所里面去献祭。那作为君尊的祭司呢，我们是进到众民中间去宣扬主的美德的。
Well, that becomes our witness that we're once blind, we were in darkness, now we see.
所以我们是这样为众民做见证的，我们曾经是眼瞎的，现在我们看见了，我们要为此做见证。
So we are the light of the world, as the Lord Jesus told us. We are the light of the world, we're to let our light shine.
所以主耶稣基督告诉我，我们是世上的光，我们要使自己的光照在这世上。
And we witness by preaching the gospel and by witnessing to our friends and family and neighbors.
我们要借着传福音来做见证，我们要向我们的家人、我们的邻居、我们的朋友来见证。
And notice that we are a royal priesthood, royal.We're part of the royal family, as it were.
这里面他特别说的是君尊的祭司。君尊祭司的意思就是我们是皇族的成员，我们是皇家的。
So in that sense, we are ambassadors for Christ.
那从这个意义上说呢，我们是基督的大使。
Calling on the world to be reconciled to God.
我们是要使这世界啊与神和好的。
Now, the order is important, too.
当然这个顺序也是很重要的。
See, as holy priests, we go in the sanctuary, and as royal priests, we go out. That order should not be reversed.
所以呢，我们首先是做君尊的祭司呢，先进到神的圣所里，啊，不是，圣洁的祭司进到圣所里，然后再做君尊的祭司呢，再出来到民世界当中去，这个顺序是不可以颠倒的。
In the book of Acts, if you go to the book of Acts and chapter 4 and verse 31. Where we have their prayer, the united prayer of the church.
在这里我们看到描述这教会啊同心合意的祷告。
And verse 24, they begin, so when they heard that, they raised their voice to God with one accord and said, and so on. We won't read that for the sake of time.
24节我们看到他们听见了就同心合意的高声向神说主啊你是造天地海等等下面是他们祷告的内容时间关系我们就不把这个祷告内容都读出来了。
And then the conclusion was that in verse 31.
然后这个最后的这个总结呢就是在31节里面。
When they had prayed, the place where they assembled together was shaken. They were all filled with the Holy Spirit.They spoke the word of God with boldness.
祷告完了，聚会的地方震动，他们就都被圣灵充满，放胆讲论神的道。
Well, they went into the presence of God, in the sanctuary and prayed, and they came out and spoke boldly. There's the thing. First of all, if a believer, needs to be in the sanctuary before he can be of any effect in the world.
所以你看这里的顺序很重要，他们是先进到神的面前，先进到圣所里面祷告，然后他们再出来放胆讲论神的道。所以每一个信徒也是这样的，我们要先进到圣所里面，进到神的面前，否则的话呢，我们对这个世界是不会有任何的影响的。
Another example is in chapter 16.
另外一个例子呢是《使徒行传》的十六章。
Chapter 16, you know the story of Paul and Silas. They were thrown in prison in Philippi.
在十六章里讲的故事呢，就是保罗和希拉呢被在腓立比呢被扔到监狱里面去了。
And not only were they put in prison, but they were shackled to the very walls. They were fastened their feet in stocks, verse 24.
然后他们不仅是被关到监狱里面啊，而且是把他们下在内监里，两脚都上了木狗的，就是24节说的。
And then verse 25, what do we read here?
我们再看看25节我们读到了什么样的情形。
Paul and Silas, instead of complaining about their condition, they were praying and singing hymns to God. They were ministering as priests to God.
那保罗希拉啊，他们非但没有抱怨他们所处的这个境况啊，相反，他们是做真的履行了自己祭司的职责啊，他们在赞美神。
Notice the prisoners were listening to them.
而且这一节里面大家注意看他说 众囚犯也侧耳听。
There's somebody else who was listening too.
也就是说还有其他人也在听着呢。
That was the Philippian jailer.
还有人在听着，那就是腓立比监狱里这个狱卒。
And then you know the story that there was a great earthquake and the foundations were shaken, the doors were opened,And all the chains fell off the prisoners.
然后后面呢 ,26 节就告诉我们后面发生的事情就是地大震动了监牢的地基也摇动了监门也开了众囚犯的锁链也都松开了。
And the prison guard, the main guard, he thought that all the prisoners would escape and then that would be his life on the line. So he was going to kill himself before he would be killed by his bosses.
作为这个看管犯人的这个狱卒啊，如果犯人逃跑了的话呢，那他的性命也就不保了，所以他呢就准备自杀了。这时候他以为囚犯已经逃走。
Paul calls out, said, "Don't do yourself any harm. We're all here."
然后把保罗呢就把他喊住，他说不要伤害自己，我们都在这里。
Called for a light, and then he came and he ran down in front of Paul and Silas and said, "Sirs, what must I do to be saved?"
然后这个信徒叫人拿灯来，跳进去，战战兢兢地伏在保罗、希拉面前，说：“二位先生，我当怎样行才可以得救？”
It would seem that Paul and Silas were doing more than singing hymns. So they certainly went into the sanctuary first, and then. And we find in verse 31, their preaching had great power. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you will be saved.
所以在这里呢，保罗、希拉他做的不仅仅是在唱诗赞美神，他们是进到了这个圣所里面，进到了主的面前，得到了能力，然后他们在出来以后，然后就是31节，他们对这个狱卒说，当信主耶稣，你和你的一家都必得救，就把福音传给了这个狱卒。
So on that day, you saw a demonstration of the holy priesthood being in operation and royal priesthood in operation.
所以在那一晚上呢，保罗和希拉他们就完美的履行了既是圣洁的祭司的职责，又是这君尊祭司的职责。
So we as holy priests, we can pray for those who can't pray for themselves. And as royal priests, we have the answer to all their problems.
所以我们作为圣洁的祭司呢，我们可以为那些他们根本不会为自己祷告的人去祷告。那作为君尊的祭司呢，我们可以忘了怎么说了。我们可以把这个福音传给他们。
What about the priests and the actual church meeting. How might we see practically, priests operating within the temple or where two or three are gathered together, Christ in the midst?
那接下来我们看呢，那祭司聚在一起的时候，就是在我们敬拜聚会的时候呢，在圣殿里面做圣洁祭司的这个工作的时候，我们是应该怎么样去做呢？
In the early church, when we see how it functioned in its meetings, it's obvious the priesthood of all believers was more than just doctrine to be held. It was a vital truth they practiced.
所以在我们看这个初代教会的时候，他们不仅仅只是听这个教义，而且他们是把他这个教义实践出来的，把这个真理实践出来的。
So in those early days, a visible expression was given in this way. People saw the actual priesthood of the believers in action.
所以他们那个时候人是可以看见这些真实的信徒啊，他们是怎么样的行事为人的，他们是通过这样的方式把他们所知道的真理活出来的。
So,For example, a brother, he comes to church. He doesn't come just to listen.
所以比如举个例子，一个弟兄来到教会里面，他不仅仅是来听到的。
He comes spiritually exercised to use whatever gift the Lord has given to him, edify the body. He's prepared.To do that, he's prepared in his heart, he's prepared in his spirit, and he's come to edify, to help to edify the church.
而是呢，他是在灵里，在心里呢，都预备好了。他是来到这个地方教会呢，是尽他所能，使用神所赐给他的恩赐来造就所有的弟兄姐妹的。他是来操练他的属灵恩赐的。
This is God's method.Whereby each believer comes exercised in their own hearts to supply something as a priest to the building up the whole assembly.
所以这是神的方法，就每个人来到教会呢，都是来贡献啊、神所赐给他的，来供应啊、教会的其他的肢体。
This method was designed by God to help to develop our spiritual gifts.
嗯，所以这个方法呢是神所定的，是为了能够发展我们的属灵恩赐的。
Because much of Christian gatherings, people come, they come to, let the one person try to build them up rather than for them to be exercised beforehand, build others up.
嗯，所以很多的时候呢，我们大部分人来到教会呢，都是指望着一个人来建造他们。而不是我们事先预备好来彼此建造的，建造别人的。
Because if a person comes exercise, they're going to develop a gift. It's like an athlete. In the Olympics right now, the stories are of athletes, how they have spent the last few years concentrating on practice and practice and practice to become what they are, Olympians.
嗯，所以就像一个运动员啊，就像现在我们正在召开举行奥运会，大家听到很多关于这运动员的奋斗的故事，他们在奥运会比赛前的几年啊，他们就在不断的操练，不断的训练，然后直到他能够成为奥运会的这个选手。
So if we are priests and we come and we're not exercised, then we're going to be weak. We're not going to be any value to the of God.
嗯，那我们既然是祭司呢，那我们就要操练，否则呢，我们就对神来说就没有任何的价值了。
So let's take a visit to Corinth. We're going to go back about 2,000 years now, not quite 2,000 years, but we're going to pay a visit to the Corinthian assembly. And this was shortly after Paul had written his first letter to them.
嗯，我们现在啊可以去拜访一下将近2000年前的哥林多教会。那个时候呢是保罗刚刚写完哥林多前书不久的一个时间点。
Okay, let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 14.
嗯，我们读一下哥林多前书的14章。
And Verse 26.
26节。
How is it, brother, whenever you come together, each of you has a psalm, has a teaching, has a tongue, has a revelation, has an interpretation, let all things be done for edification. If anyone speaks in a tongue, let there be two, or at the most three, each in turn, and let one interpret. If there's no interpreter, let him keep silent in the church, and let him speak to himself and to God. Let two or three prophets speak, and let the others judge. If anything is revealed to another who sits by, let the first keep silent. For you can all prophesy one by one, that all may learn And all may be encouraged.
嗯，我们读26节到31节啊，弟兄们，这却怎么样呢？你们聚会的时候，个人或有诗歌，或有教训，或有启示，或有方言，或有翻出来的话，凡事都当造就人。若有说方言的，只好两个人，至多三个人，且要轮流着说，也要一个人翻出来。若没有人翻，就当在会中闭口，只对自己和神说就是了。至于做先知讲道的，只好两个人或是三个人，其余的都当慎思明辨。若旁边坐着的得了启示，那先说话的就当闭口不言，因为你们都可以一个一个的做先知讲道，叫众人学道理，叫众人得劝勉。
Now, to that point, it would seem that there was a lot of confusion in their meetings.
嗯，所以在那个时候呢，看上去他们聚会的时候呢，好像有很多的混乱。
That's why he says in verse 33, God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all the churches and saints.
这就是为什么33节里面保罗说，因为神不是叫人混乱，乃是叫人安静。
Well, I can imagine that now this Paul's letter was read to the assembly, and there was a bit of confession, and they considered very carefully the words that Paul had said. Everything should be done to edification.
我可以想象啊，当哥林多教会的人在读保罗这封信的时候呢，他们肯定有很多人都要承认自己罪，在悔改，而且他们仔细的去琢磨保罗这信上里面说的每一句话都是什么意思。
So let's just imagine what it was like the next Sunday when they all came together to remember the Lord.
那我们假设啊，他们读了这封信呢，下一个主日他们又来纪念主了。
No confusion. People come into the meeting and they sit down quietly, reverently.
那他们可能就这时候再也没有混乱了，他们都安静地坐在那里，怀着敬畏的心。
And at the time appointed for the beginning of a meeting, a brother stands up.
然后在会议开始的时候呢，那有一个弟兄就站起来了。
He's directed by the Holy Spirit as a holy priest.He leads the people in prayer.
然后他就在圣灵的带领下做，那个时候就做圣洁祭司的职分了，他就带领众人来祷告。
Then he sits down.
然后他就坐下了。
Then another brother stands up. From that prayer, he gives a little bit of teaching.
然后接下去又有一个弟兄站起来了，他从刚才那个弟兄的祷告的话语中呢，他又给出了一些教导。
He's led by the Holy Spirit. Man has a gift for teaching.
所以他也是被圣灵带领的，他是有教导恩赐的。
And he sits down then, and another brother gets up, and he exhorts.On the basis of that teaching, he exhorts the believers to follow the principles that this teacher has laid down.
然后呢，另外一个弟兄又站起来了。他基于刚才这个教导的弟兄所讲的真理呢，他又给大家的一些劝勉，就是要让大家去遵守，去顺服刚才教导的这真理。
Then another brother gets up and he gives a word of encouragement to help those that perhaps are not feeling or have a need of encouragement.
然后呢，这时候又有一个弟兄站起来了，他就给出了一些鼓励的话，特别是为那些需要鼓励的弟兄姐妹们说的。
Then there's some quiet again.
然后又现在又安静下来了。
Then another brother offers up a spiritual song.
然后又一个弟兄站起来呢，带大家唱了一首灵歌。
Which they all sing together in their hearts, making melody to the Lord.
然后他们大家一起从心里啊，向主一起唱，向主献上那美好的旋律。
So it goes on, the Holy Spirit directing the meeting as they remember the Lord Jesus.
那这个聚会呢，就这样子一直进行下去，就是在圣灵的带领下，带领众人纪念主的这样的聚会。
It's perfect liberty because the Holy Spirit is not the author of confusion, but rather of order and decency and holiness.
所以他们是在这样的圣灵的带领下是完全自由的，因为圣灵呢，他是使人。不是叫人混乱的，是使人有秩序的，而且是使人很庄重的。
And so it says there that let everything be done for edification.
所以他这里面特别强调，就是凡事都当造就人，就是26节里说的。
Because as priests, that's what we do, is we exercise the gifts that God has given to us.
所以作为每个人作为祭司呢，都是在使用神所赐给我们的属灵恩赐。
No, not everybody is speaking. Not everyone speaks in the whole assembly.
当然也不是, 在整个教会里面每个人都说话的。
But every one of them is exercised as a holy priest.
但是每个人这时候都在履行自己作为圣洁祭司的职责。
God hears silent prayers as well as he can hear the audible prayers.
所以无论是有声的祷告还是无声的祷告，神都听见了。
The result is that there in verse 31, as for you, all may prophesy one by one, that all may learn, and all may be encouraged or comforted.
所以最终的结果呢，就是31节说的，就是你们都可以一个一个的做先知讲道，叫众人学道理，叫众人得劝勉。Now
what this will do is, this pattern, which is from the Holy Spirit, it allows the church to be exposed to the maximum amount of gift, and variety, and freshness of ministry.
所以在这样的模式下呢，就可以最大程度的在圣灵的带领下呢，使所有的属灵恩赐呢最大程度上的使用，然后也使这个敬拜呢变得活泼新鲜。
We might say, who is sufficient for all these things?
我们会说这些事谁当得住呢？
You know, it seems, seems like the order of the meetings could get out of hand somehow.
因为有的时候我们会觉得这个敬拜的秩序啊，可能就会脱离人的掌控了。Never,
let's never forget that although every Christian is a priest, we also need a priest.
所以，但是我们不要忘记，虽然我们每个人都是 祭司，但是我们每个人都还需要一个更大的祭司。
We're not perfect.
我们也都不是完美的。
We have, our needs are fully met in the person of our Lord Jesus Christ, our great high priest.
那主耶稣基督是我们的大祭司，我们的一切的需要他都能够满足。
Now, the book of Hebrews sets forth the blessed Lord Jesus Christ as our great high priest.
那希伯来书呢，就特别清楚的讲了这个道理，就是主耶稣基督是我们配得颂赞的大祭司。
Hebrews 4:15, we read
4:15节。
4:14, sorry. And verse 15. Seeing then we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, who is in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin.
我们既然有一位已经升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神儿子耶稣，便当持定所承认的道，因我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，与我们一样，只是他没有犯罪。So
that lack that we might feel in ourselves is met in the person of our great high priest who intercedes for us, who can sympathize with us.
所以我们感到自己里面的缺乏啊，都可以在主耶稣基督，主耶稣基督都可以满足我们，因为他一直都在为我们代求。So,
in concluding here, every local church then should recognize, first of all, the Lord Jesus as the great high priest.
那我们总结一下，就首先每一个地方教会都要承认耶稣基督是大祭司。
And he is over the house of God as the great high priest.
他是在整个神的家之上，做大祭司的，掌权的。
And we as living stones we minister in the house of God, the temple of God.
我们每个人呢都是这个神殿的一个活石，我们都在这个神殿当中服侍。
Every believer is a priest, and as such, with that privilege, we have a responsibility to find out what our functions are, what our gift is, and use it.
所以我们每个人作为祭司啊，我们不单有这个荣幸，我们也有这样的责任，我们要每个人都要找到自己的职责是什么，我们要发现自己的属灵恩赐并使用出来。
So this is the ideal for the local assembly.
当然这个是地方教会的一个理想的局面。
And, if a local church, if a local church is spirit-filled church, with regular attendance at prayer meetings, which are so important.
那一个被圣灵充满的地方教会呢，它的祷告会啊，是出席率是每周都是非常的忠实的，非常高的。
In the West, I think prayer meeting is probably the poorest attended meeting.
但是在我们西方呢，现在祷告会呢，可能是参与人数最少的一个聚会了。
But it's the meeting that we can exercise our priesthood to the fullest, our holy priesthood.
但是恰恰在这个祷告会上呢，我们才能最好的使用或者履行我们作为圣洁祭司的这个职责。
But a local church should also be a holy priesthood. In fact, it should be a church who help fellow workers in the gospel, helping in spreading the good news of Jesus Christ.
那同时呢，我们作为君尊的祭司呢，我们要帮助我们的这个信徒们去传讲这个主耶稣基督的好消息。
So.Just to finish here this evening and give Brother Harold an opportunity to wrap things up, we need to go back, I think, to the very beginning, where it all started, there on the day of Pentecost.
那我今天要讲的呢，就先停在这里，等一会儿给 Harold 长老一些总结的时间。那我们需要注意的就是要一切都回到起点，就是那个五旬节的时候，这是教会起初起点的地方，我们要回到起点去。
There was unity of purpose and heart.
在那个时候呢，他们所有的人的目标和他们的心都是合一的，都是一致的。
The believers were completely dependent upon the Lord for everything.
然后所有的信徒呢，都在凡事上都全心的倚靠主。
And as they began unconsciously, they began to exercise their priestly service in the very presence of God.
他们甚至就没有真正的意识到，他就是下意识的就在神的面前履行起了他们祭司的职分了。
May the Lord help each one of us to exercise our priesthood, under our great high priest above.
让我们每个人呢，都在我们的在天上的大祭司的带领下，去履行好我们每个人的祭司的职务职责。
Brother Harold, thank you.
好，现在请 Harold 长老给我们讲进去。
Well.That's a wonderful principle.
这是一个非常美好的一个原则。
You can imagine the day that Aaron was called by God to be the priest.
我们都记得亚伦被神呼召出来做祭司的时候，
He must have said, this is an awesome responsibility. I'm not sure that I can handle it properly. I'm going to need God to help me.
他可能会说哇这是一个崇高的职分啊我不知道我能不能做得好我需要神的帮助啊。
So, in, the life of the priesthood, therefore, there is great privilege and there is great responsibility.
所以在祭司的一生当中呢他的权力是极大的他的责任也是极大的。
So the question is, how do these functions work out? And, there's a sense in which the simple foundation of the priesthood of the believer is pictured in the prayer meeting and in a simple Bible study.
嗯，那我们这祭司的职分是怎么才能把它行出来呢？就是在祷告会上和这个日常的这个圣经学习的查经课上。
When we get together for prayer, who is the boss in the prayer meeting?
当我们一起聚集在一起来祷告的时候呢，那谁才是祷告的主呢？
And ideally, we don't have a boss. The Holy Spirit is the boss. He teaches one to pray one thing, one to pray another. He encourages each, and we pray as we ought to, as priests.
嗯，所以我们是没有一个人做我们的老板的，是圣灵是我们的老板，他带领我们，他给每个人不同的祷告的负担，然后他。带领每一个人来履行自己作为祭司的职责。
In that sense, we are bringing, the sacrifices of prayer to God. And we're saying, Lord, we're priests, we're bringing our needs to you.
那在这样的方式里面呢，我们就把这个祷告的祭啊带到神的面前，然后我们跟神说，我们都是祭司，那现在我们把我们的需要摆在你的面前。
Does everyone pray audibly in every prayer meeting?
但不是每一场祷告会每个人都发言的。
And the answer is no.
嗯，不是的。
But should everyone pray in every prayer meeting?
但每一场祷告会里每个人都应该祷告。
And the answer is, of course, we all are to act as priests in that prayer meeting, not necessarily all audibly, but we must all pray in a prayer meeting. That's the logic.
嗯，那逻辑呢是，虽然我们不是每个人在每一场祷告会里都开声的祷告，但是我们每个人在每一场祷告会里都要履行我们祭司的职分，我们都要祷告。
And in that sense, we fulfill the responsibility of the priest to bring the people and to bring the petitions and the praises of the people to God.
嗯，所以在这样的方式里面呢，我们就把人都带到神的面前，也把我们的需要、我们的请求带到神的面前。
The other simple principle is that of a Bible study.
嗯，那另外一个简单的原则呢，就是在我们的圣经学习的时候了。
When we get together for a Bible study, we bring the teachings of the Lord out to the people.
在每一堂的圣经学习课上呢，我们就从神那里领受了这个圣经的真理，然后把它带到众人中间来。
All right. So, in a prayer meeting, we fulfill the responsibility of the excuse me, of the holy priesthood, 1 Peter 2:5. In the Bible study, we fulfill the responsibility of the royal priesthood, 1 Peter 2:9.
所以在祷告会里面呢，我们履行的是这圣洁的祭司的职责，就是彼得前书的2:5里面说的。在这个圣经学习，在查经课上呢，我们是履行了君尊祭司的职责，是彼得前书的2:9里面说的。
So at the prayer meeting, everyone comes with the privilege and the responsibility to pray. Not necessarily audibly, but we all pray.
所以在祷告会上呢，我们每个人都有这样的权利，也有这样的责任，把向神祷告。虽然不是每个人都开声，但是每个人都要祷告。
So in a Bible study, we come all of us with the responsibility and the privilege to teach the truth of God. Not always audibly, but we are there to do what we can to teach, the organization is from the Holy Spirit of God. It's out to the people, each of us with a responsibility.
嗯，那么在圣经学习课上呢，我们是把神的道理呢在教导给众民听。虽然不是参加这个圣经学习的人每一个人都说话，但是我们每个人都各尽自己的职责，把在圣灵的带领下，把这个圣灵启示给我们的真理呢讲给众人听。
Now, just by way of further example, remember that when Aaron the priest died, the officiating responsibilities of the priest transferred to his son Eleazar.
嗯，那再举一个例子，当亚伦去世的时候呢，这个大祭司的这个职分呢，就传给了他的儿子以利亚撒。
But the responsibilities of the priesthood also passed to his other son, Ithamar.
但是这个祭司的这个职责呢，也传给了他另外一个儿子，应该叫以他玛吧。
Both were priests. Eleazar's responsibility was more the vocal mouthpiece of God. Eleazar was the organization and the labor behind the work of God.
他们两个儿子呢都是祭司，但是分工有所不同。那么以利亚撒呢，他是更多的是作为神的话语的出口。那个另外一个儿子呢，我怕名字说错了，我就不说了。他的职责呢是更多的是组织，是这个幕后的组织的工作，支持的工作。
When we get together in the church, our responsibility for every meeting is to fulfill our priesthood.
所以我们在地方教会的时候，我们每场聚会啊，都是我们都有这样的责任来履行我们祭司的职责。
Some may do the preaching.Some may do the audible work, but behind that will be many. They will be praying. They will be contemplating what they've learned and how they can use it elsewhere. They will be speaking to people before and after the service.
所以我们每次聚会的时候呢，有些人是负责讲道，他是负责这个话语的出口，那还有一些人呢，他是在祷告，然后另外呢，他也在思想他所听到的道理，他也在想将来怎么能够把这些道理讲给其他的人听。
When I was a young man, I used to go to the meetings of the church, and I would say to myself, I'm not going to be preaching. What is my responsibility here?
当我年轻的时候呢，我到教会聚会的时候，我就说，哎，我又不是来这里讲道的，那我的责任是什么呢？
And on many occasions, I would say, my responsibility is to sit near the back, to find out who's in the audience, and to go and make sure that I love them and befriend them for Jesus' sake before they leave.
然后很多时候呢，我就是告诉自己我要坐在这个后排，然后我就观察这些观众当中有哪些人呢，我在这个在他们散会离开之前呢，我可以去跟他们打招呼，可以去爱他们，以这个基督的名义去爱他们。
Was that a priestly responsibility?
这是不是也是祭司的职责呢？
Yes. Every time the congregation meets,We fulfill, each of us, fulfill our priestly responsibility. And the Spirit of God will lead us and tell us what we can do, what we should do. But what a pity. If when the Spirit of God leads us and when we get together, we do not fulfill our priestly privilege and responsibility.
所以每一次教会聚会的时候呢，都我们每个人都有责任去履行我们这个祭司的职分，圣灵会带领我们，告诉我们可以做什么，应该做什么，但是很可惜，如果我们不听圣灵的带领呢，我们就没有尽到我们当尽的职责。
Remember, Eric started with Exodus chapter 19, verse 6, saying God wanted a people who would be a kingdom of priests.
对，还记得一开始的时候 ，Eric 带我们读这个出埃及记的19章的6节，他说神是希望以色列人成为祭司的国度的。
And that's why he read in Revelation that the Lord made the people kings and priests, or a kingdom of priests. It was God's plan, and it's the way it worked out in Revelation. In the meantime, we have responsibilities to fulfill. Don't do somebody else's job. If you're Ithamar, do Ithamar's job. If you're Eliezer, do Eliezer's job. But don't just sit there.
嗯，所以这是为什么启示录说这个是主耶稣基督使我们成为国民啊，做他父神的祭司。但是在这个过程中呢，我们每个人都要尽自己的职责。如果你是以利亚撒呢，就做以利亚撒的工作；如果你是以他玛呢，就做以他玛的工作。但是你不能坐在那里什么都不做，我们每个人都要尽自己的责任。
Well, what we've had this evening then is a good introduction to the subject of the priesthood of all believers. What we need to do now is work that out in our own Christian experience.
所以我们今天讲的内容呢，只是对于我们基督徒祭司身份的一个开始啊，一个介绍。那我们更多的是要在自己的生活中呢，把这个我们所需要尽的职责呢，履行好。
All right, well, that is pretty much the end of our time this evening. And so I'm going to end my comments here.
我们现在今天晚上的时间到了，我也就讲到这里。
As I mentioned before, we would love to answer questions if we could. If you have them, bring them forward somehow. We want to make sure that we understand.
所以我前面也多次提过，就是我们也很高兴愿意回答大家的问题啊。如果大家有问题的话呢，可以告诉我们啊，我们也努力的来看我们能不能理解这个问题，能不能帮助大家回答。
Our prayer for each other is that the Lord will bless and bless us all abundantly.
所以我们为彼此的祷告呢，就是求主能祝福我们，而且是丰丰富富的祝福我们。
All right, let's have a word of prayer as we close then.
好，我们做一个结束的祷告。
Lord, we want to thank thee so much that we have been elevated by our God to the point where we can be priests unto the Most High God.
主，我们感谢你，我们的竟然被您使我们成为有资格能够成为至高神的祭司。
One day we will reign with him as kings, but right now we are a kingdom of priests.
主，有一天我们会跟你一起做王统治，但是现在我们是您的祭司。
Thank you for the privilege. Help us fulfill the responsibility the right way, we pray.
主啊，谢谢您赐给我们这样的权利，也帮助我们能履行好，按照正确的方式履行好我们的职责。
So Lord, for everyone with us this evening, we give thanks.
我们为今天晚上来参加的每一位感谢您。
For those who are often with us and not tonight, we pray a blessing upon them as well.
对那些平时一直来但今天晚上不在的人呢，我们也祈求您的祝福临到他们。
Help us, Lord, as priests, to reach out effectively to the many who need the Lord more. Help us to teach them. Help us to bring them to Jesus.
主啊，我们作为祭司，也求您帮助我们能够去接触到那些更需要主的人，然后帮助他们认识主耶稣基督。
So we give thanks again and pray for your blessings in Jesus' name.
我们再次的感恩，祈求都是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you all.